As we arrive in stillness for the beginning of a meditation period in the evening, we may still feel the momentum, a kind of force moving through us from the activities, the conversations, the thoughts of the day, the movement. Almost when we take stillness, it takes some time for the momentum to also slow down, the inner momentum. And so sometimes I like to start by not insisting on inwardness or stillness, but letting the eyes be gently open, allowing maybe a little sway or movement in the upper body, the little kind of unwinding through the spinal column, through the bowl of the hips, low back, finding its posture. It may take a little leaning toward a fuller breath to allow the upper body to soften and open enough to receive a fuller breath. We don't try to force a full breath by pushing or pulling the breath in some way, but you might find by inviting the spine and ribs to settle in their place, that the diaphragm finds a more easeful, full movement, the ribs swinging gently outward and in, and the belly softening as the diaphragm presses down on the in-breath, and the belly opening and closing with the out-breath as the diaphragm draws again in and up. Muscularly, the in-breath takes a bit of effort as in the diaphragm, and the out-breath is a release where the diaphragm comes to its resting posture. And so we can begin noticing the movement of breath and noticing the pause at the end of the out-breath where the effort of breathing settles for a moment. And being willing to rest in that settled stillness for a moment before the breath comes in again. This can be a hint toward letting go of a habitual effort or working in the breath, allowing the body to breathe itself. And the part of us that's always doing or trying to do it right or make it better or fix our experience can begin to also settle, receiving the breathing body as it is, whether the breath is deep or shallow, long or short. Whether the body is achy or comfortable, awake or tired, focused or distracted. And as we settle into the body and begin to swing in smaller and smaller arcs toward something like stillness, we start to then also notice the heart, the mind, our mood, the weather pattern of emotions passing through us, our thought patterns, the state of the mind. And like we work with the breath, we begin to work with the mind first by noticing the natural pauses in thought and feeling. When a wave of feeling or a wave of thought, a train of thought has come through, there's a natural settling before a new topic or impulse is taken up. And like the pause at the end of the out-breath, we often don't notice the pause at the end of an arc of thought or feeling. Learning to settle into the gesture of stillness in meditation. And begin to find a non-efforting in the breath and a non-efforting with the mind. Feeling the end of a thought pattern and resting in that space, in that settledness, before the activity, before the muscle of the mind re-engages and takes up a new topic. Thinking takes energy. It's a doing. It's a kind of restlessness. Like breathing, it's a healthy doing that can become unhealthy when it's out of balance. So our basic practice with the mind and with the breath is to allow and receive the natural movement of each, and to learn how to settle into more and more stillness, less doing. In the breath, that often means a deepening ease and letting go through the belly and the ribs. In the mind, that means longer periods of silence, of fewer words in the thought space. It also means noticing the impulses of thought and sensation as they come, rather than only after they've spun out into a long story. Our basic practice to bring mind and breath together in awareness and to rest there, appreciating greater stillness in the mind and greater non-doing with the breath, organic movement with the breath. If the mind is distracted, we lean toward focus. If the mind is contracted with effort, we lean toward non-effort or less effort. And if the heart mind is contracted around a strong emotion, we breathe with the emotion and make space, letting go of the story, connecting with feeling or emotion through the body, and allowing it to settle as it will, if not reinforced by thought. And appreciating the arc of feeling, whether pleasant or unpleasant, and returning to the breath and the spacious mind. We'll continue in this way. As we settle, the sweetness of stability and ease begins to grow. And we allow the pleasures of stillness to show themselves through the body and the heart. As we deepen into the night.